The title of the sermon today is called A Christless Life. The text chosen was John 15, 5, and it reads, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. All right, Father, I come to your throne of grace, asking you to bless this message, to go out to whosoever, and I hope it blesses them in turn with growing in grace and knowledge of you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hudson Taylor, George Mueller, Charles Spurgeon, George Whitfield, Jim Elliot, David Livingston, Amy Carmichael, Dwight L. Moody, John Wesley, Martin Luther of the Reformation, Jonathan Edwards, B.R. Lakin, Billy Sunday, John Wycliffe. This is a brief list of missionaries, preachers, and servants that made such an impact for Christ that even time cannot erase their memory. It's important to point out that it was not the person, but the one leading the person that deserves all the credit. There are many names that will never make a list of famous Christians, and yet may obtain more rewards in heaven than all of them put together. The purpose of today's topic is to try to perform a type of spiritual chiropractic service, in the sense that we must realign our focus on Christ and not the world, man, or things. In our text, we see that the Lord compares himself to a vine, of which we, as branches, get to grow out of. Doctrinally, this is directly referring to Israel as the original branches, and yet, in Romans 11, 17 to 25, it explains that we were grafted into the olive tree because of Israel's unbelief. We as Gentiles were not part of the plan, and yet here we sit over 2,000 years later, waiting for the Lord's promise of the catching away to be fulfilled. So just to be clear, the vine is Jesus Christ, the branches are Israel, and the branches that were put or grafted in are the Gentiles. Hudson Taylor was a missionary to China. He once said this, China is not to be won for Christ by quiet, ease-loving men and women. The stamp of men and women we need is such as will put Jesus, China, and souls first and foremost in everything, and at every time, even life itself must be secondary. George Mueller was a modern hero of the faith, and he said this, the greater the difficulty to be overcome, the more will it be seen to the glory of God how much can be done by prayer and faith. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said this, our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths. So if we read the text again that we're going to use and dissect, it's John 15, 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Point number one, God's superiority. The verse opens up with, I am the vine. I am is God's name, the vine. He says, I am the vine. In order for one to allow the thought that there is a being that is above you and is superior to you in every way is a very hard thing for anybody to do. This is just one of the reasons why people don't get saved today. The Lord in this statement makes sure to mention that he is the vine, as to say that he is the foundation of which everything else is built upon. Now, remember, he is also called the root of Jesse in Romans 15:12 and Isaiah 11:10. So we have a situation where the Lord is the root, and from that root grows the vine, and from that vine grows the branches. If you leave out the root, you get nothing. If you leave out the vine, you get nothing. But if you put your spiritual ducks in a row, you will reap the whirlwind of blessings in the Lord. Some say faithfulness is the most important thing, but I say that obedience is the preeminent characteristic of a Christian, because you cannot have faithfulness without obedience, but you can be faithful without obeying God. This leads us to the protection that Christ gives after salvation. Point number two, eternal protection. He that abideth in me and I in him. Abide, the definition, is to dwell, rest, continue, stand firm, or be stationary for any time indefinitely. The Lord lets us know that before you can enjoy his eternal protection, you need to be saved. You say, where does it say that? He states he has to abide in you, dwell in you, for you to be a branch in the vine. This statement destroys any other method of salvation and every religion that does not subscribe to being saved by grace through faith, plus and minus nothing. The simplest illustration to explain God's eternal protection is like the pouch found on a female kangaroo. The baby kangaroo lives or dwells or abides in the pouch. In there, he gets to sleep, eat, and is protected from outside influences and environmental disturbances. Also, when the kangaroo is threatened, it's a force to be reckoned with. You literally are in him, he in you. And like it says in Ephesians 1:13, you are sealed and can never be taken out of his hand. Now, the dynamic of a relationship with Christ involves more than just protection, but it is a part of the reality of the life in Christ. Point number three, the conclusion of the matter. So how does the Holy Spirit conclude the matter? He concludes it by saying, if you are part of the vine and abide in Christ, and Christ abides in you, then you will bring forth much fruit. Now, fruit is not only the amount of people getting saved, because depending on where you live, the pickings can be very slim. Fruit can come in many forms, like personal ministries, planting seed, watering seed, reading your Bible, studying your Bible, and inner growth of Galatians 5. Discouragement does come, but it doesn't have to stay. And the fruit of the life lived in Christ will be fully revealed at the judgment seat. But for now, we must keep on keeping on. Point number four, the warning. Of course, after all this, the Lord has to tell us that it's all about him, and without him, we can do nothing. Salvation is of the Lord. Blessing and tribulation is of the Lord. Fruit is of the Lord. And it all happens because of him. There are many preachers today that do it all through the arm of flesh. God is nowhere near their ministry, and yet they prosper materially. Prosperity in the Lord has nothing to do with the material. This is called provisional blessing. This is temporary. Living a spiritual life is setting aside of the lust for things and setting your affections on the Lord. The warning is a standalone statement and can be added to the end of any verse in the Bible, and it would work. Let's try it. For by grace are ye saved, without me ye can do nothing. In the beginning God created, without me ye can do nothing. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts, without me ye can do nothing. You see, that's the Lord's signature, no matter what the statement. How about this one? Get thee behind me, Satan, without me ye can do nothing. Ain't it funny what we can learn if we just desire it? Today's conclusion: the Christless life is a life without Christ, whether saved or lost. And this is the quickest way to physical or spiritual ruin or a fruitless life. Here is a short list of ruined people in the Bible. Cain, Nebuchadnezzar, Nimrod, Jezebel, Pilate, Caesar. and the most famous of all, Judas. Ruined people of our time, Madonna, the Pope, Joel Osteen, Beyonce, some family members, Mike Tyson, Barack Obama, George Soros, Shirley MacLaine, Billy Graham, Ban Ki-moon, and so on. We started with a list of people who live for Christ, and we ended with a list of people who rejected Christ outright. We cannot tell when our time is up, when the catching away will take place, or even sometimes if the Lord is pleased or displeased with us. But in all things we give thanks, and in all things we give God the glory, and we need to do our best to live for Christ and to live the Christ-filled life and not the Christless life. Amen.